Христос воскресе, Христос воскресе, воскресе, воскреси из мертвых.
Христос воскрес, воистину воскрес. Christ is risen, indeed he is risen. Vítajte do našeho speciálního velikodňoho vysílání pro Rusiniu z Pittsburghu. Radujme se, dobré lidi, tože dnes Jisus Christus voskresil z mrtvých. Dnes na programu budeme hrát pro vás radostného tradičního spil. Christus voskres, vojstinu voskres. Christos voskrese. Voistinu voskrese. Christ is risen. Indeed, he is risen. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh. Also streaming live over the internet at WPITAM.com and archived on our webpage, c-rs.org. I am your host, Dean Paloka, and today is Sunday, April 20th, 2014. Happy Easter to everyone out there. It doesn't come often where Orthodox and Catholic Christians celebrate Easter the same day. So, happy Easter to everyone. Christos voskrese, voistinu voskrese.
Glory to the holy consubstantial life, creating an undivided Trinity. Always, now, and ever, and forever.
Amen. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and to those in the tombs bestowing life. Christos voskrese.
Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered, and let those who hate him flee from before his face. As smoke vanishes, so let them vanish. As wax melts from before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God, and let the righteous ones rejoice. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever. Amen.
Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and to those in the tombs bestowing life.
Christos voskrese, Christos voskrese.
Jesus, 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 Jesus
Even though this broadcast is fully sponsored by the Carpatha Russian Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. I would like to acknowledge a donation from the Dushka family from Mingo Junction, Ohio, Francis, Elizabeth, and Ken. They write, "We appreciate you and your group's participation at the November Slovak Festival at the Pitt Cathedral of Learning." He's referring to the Russian representation, the Slaviani Folk Ensemble, dancing there at the annual Pitt Slovak Festival for our good Slovak friends there at Pitt, as well as your Sunday radio program. I would like to thank the Dushka family from Mingo Junction, Ohio, for their support and ask you, everyone else, to please send me a donation in honor of our 10th anniversary. If you would like to make a donation, please give me a call, Dean Paloka, at 412-877-9351, or send me some email at this address, russinradio@c-rs.org. Christos voskrese, voistinu voskrese. Christ is risen. Indeed, he is risen. I am here with Megan Smoleniak, and Megan is a genealogist, author, speaker, and on-air expert, and she's going to be our featured genealogist next weekend at the 20th anniversary of the Carpatha Russian Society, giving a genealogy presentation. Megan, tell us a little bit about yourself and some of the work that you have done in the last, say, 20 years or so.
Oh, well, let's see. I started genealogy way back in the sixth grade, mm-hmm. the sixth grade work assignment. And so I've been doing my own roots for a long time, but I've only been a professional genealogist for about 15 years. Mm-hmm. And in that capacity, I do all sorts of stuff. I work with the Army to help identify soldiers whose remains are still being recovered from World War II in Korea, even World War I, that kind of thing.
Wow.
I work on all those celebrity roots shows, like Who Do You Think You Are? And Finding Our Roots and Faces of America, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I write books, I travel, I speak. I'm sort of an all-round genealogical troublemaker, I guess. I like to, get into all sorts of aspects.
Now, I see that you have found ancestors of some pretty famous people, including Michelle Obama and Al Sharpton. Can you tell us a little bit about how you were able to find relatives of Michelle Obama and Al Sharpton?
I'll tell you, Michelle Obama, and I've done thousands of family trees, mm-hmm. but Michelle Obama is officially my toughest one ever.
Oh, wow.
And I traced her entire family tree back about 4 or 5 generations on every single branch, mm-hmm. Which was quite challenging because she has roots in 11 different states. She's sort of a story of the South and the Great Migration. And, you know, of course, it took me into slave research, which is particularly difficult because, unfortunately, people who were enslaved prior to the 1870 census, they are just listed by their first names. Mm-hmm. So that took a fair bit of effort. But the results that wound up being on the front page of the New York Times, and I've had the opportunity to meet her a couple of times, and it gives me real pleasure that she's pleased to know about her ancestry. Al Sharpton was sort of an accident. I was asked to look into his roots this one time for a newspaper article, and while I was just doing a regular job of tracing his family tree, I accidentally discovered that his great-grandfather, Coleman Sharpton, had been owned by relatives of Strom Thurmond, and I had to break that news to him. So, yeah, you never know what you're going to find when you go looking into your family tree.
That's right. Now, we had mentioned this over the last couple weeks, that you are a member of the Carpatha Rusyn Society, and you are Rusyn from the village of Osturnia, and you're also a double name, Megan Smoleniak. That's kind of interesting. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, I'm actually a pan-Rusyn. That's what I refer to myself, because I have four great-grandparents who were Rusyn, and they came from villages that are in present-day Slovakia, Poland, and Ukraine.
Okay.
So Osturnia is the one that the Smoleniaks came from, but I had three other great-grandparents that came here as well. The double Smoleniak is because, and actually I'll be talking about this at the 20th anniversary. I'll be doing a DNA talk, and this is actually relevant. But the reason I call myself Megan Smoleniak or Smoleniak squared is because I am a Smoleniak both by birth and by marriage. So if you want to find out if I married my cousin, you have to come to the 20th anniversary and listen to my talk.
And I do know the answer to that, but I won't say anything. I did read that a couple weeks ago, and it is a very interesting story. And you don't find many people with the same hyphenated name, that's for sure.
You know, when we got married, which was the day before 9/11, as it happens, I was curious whether a pair of Smoleniaks had ever married each other before. And I went and checked Osturnia records, and sure enough, exactly 100 years earlier, 1901, a pair of Smoleniaks had married each other. So we're not the first to do it.
Wow. That is very interesting. More from our interview with Megan Smoleniak in just a few minutes. Christos voskrese, voistino voskrese. Christ is risen. Indeed, he is risen.
Oh,
And now a brief greeting from His Eminence, the Most Reverend William Skirla, Metropolitan Archbishop of the Byzantine Catholic Archeparchy of Pittsburgh.
Christ is risen. Christos voskrese. And to all the Byzantine Catholics and all the people in the Pittsburgh area, we'd like to extend a very warm greetings during this Easter season of 2014. We pray that the message of Christ's death and resurrection will transform the world. Christ is risen. Christos voskrese.
From another land, your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
My grandfather and all my uncles and aunts were members of the DCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the DCU functions.
Well, I joined the DCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call. The Greek Catholic Union of the USA, toll-free, at 1-800-722-4428. Once again, that is the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. And now back to our interview with noted genealogist and CRS member Megan Smoleniak. And speaking of the 20th anniversary celebration coming up next week, Megan, you are one of our featured presentations Saturday at the CRS National Cultural Center. Tell us a little bit about what you'll be doing at that workshop.
Well, actually, I've been asked to speak particularly about DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And what's kind of fun about that is because I am half Russian. Pretty much all my examples are going to be Lucent examples. They're all from my own experience of when I tried out different tests, you know, when they first became available. So hopefully there'll be stories and experiences that people can relate to. Mm-hmm. And I especially would like to encourage anybody who hasn't dabbled in DNA yet, who's been perhaps a little bit intimidated by it, to consider joining us.
Mm-hmm.
Because I promise I will speak in plain English and you will understand it. It's not rocket science. It's really quite easy to absorb.
Okay. For those that aren't able to make our 20th anniversary celebration, if you wanted to research your family trees, what would be the one piece of advice that you could give people?
You know, this is counterintuitive because right now everybody's first instinct is to jump online.
Mm-hmm.
But I still, even in 2014, suggest that people start at home by doing sort of a treasure hunt and looking in their own attics, basement drawers, and looking for old family photos, family Bibles, military discharge papers, or maybe military medals, certificates, diplomas, that kind of thing. Because even with our unusual names,
mm-hmm.
you'd be surprised once you jump online, start looking. I mean, my great-grandfather who came to America was named Peter Smoleniak, and guess what? He wasn't the only one.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very easy if you don't do a little homework up front to accidentally latch onto the wrong family tree. So it really does pay off to do just a little bit of homework before you tap into all the online resources.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, Megan. And if you want to learn more about Megan Smoleniak, she is all over the internet. All you have to do is Google Smoleniak. It's Smoleniak. Thank you very much, Megan, for your time. And do you have any last words before we conclude our interview about next week's genealogy conference?
No, I'm just looking forward to seeing everybody next week.
Okay. Well, thank you once again, Megan.
Thanks, Dean.
Voskrese is mertvo.
The World Cultures Educational Consortium of Western Pennsylvania has announced a new ethnic heritage event, Celebrate Pittsburgh. Celebrate Pittsburgh will provide both an entertaining and educational experience for all ages. Attendees will enjoy live stage performances, an international shopping bazaar, cultural exhibits, ethnic crafts, and authentic food from over 30 cultures that comprise the Pittsburgh region's diverse ethnic heritages. Formerly known as the Pittsburgh Folk Festival, Celebrate Pittsburgh will take place on Friday, May 9th, beginning at 4 p.m. until 10 p.m. at the Monroeville Convention Center. General admission is $5. Children 12 and under and veterans are free. The Carpatho-Russian Society and the Sloviani Folk Ensemble will be participating in the Celebrate Pittsburgh Festival in the cultural display and sales areas this year, so come on out and see us. Celebrate Pittsburgh, Friday, May 9th, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Monroeville Convention Center. For more information, please call 412-278-1267. That's 412-278-1267. Thank you for joining me today on the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. If you're not able to make our 20th anniversary events next Sunday at 2:30 p.m., please tune in to AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh for the best in Russian music. You can also catch us online at WPITAM.com and also archived on the Society's webpage, c-rs.org. I will have reports for you from the 20th anniversary celebration events in just a couple of weeks. And if you have a chance to come on out to one of the events, please do so. Christos voskrese, voistinu voskrese, Christ is risen, indeed he is risen.
Voskrese!
Oh,
Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, бар сердечно вам дякуємо, же се слухали нашу релацию. Дуфаме, же се вам любил наш несный програм. Позиваме вас слухати следующу неделю о 5:30 години на станиці WPIT на фреквенцію 730. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!